When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
Welcome to the Nerdist Podcast number 507. Well, in addition to the shows at Caroline's, May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, I'm going to be doing stand-up at. We are also, I'm sorry, I ended a sentence with a preposition. We are also doing At Midnight Live at the Wild West Comedy Festival, which I believe is May 15th and 16th. It's whatever that Friday and Saturday is. So we will be performing there at Midnight Live, panel to be announced soon. Then also I'm coming back to Helium in Portland in June, and then I'm doing a bunch of dates. There's a bunch of dates coming up. Salt Lake City, coming back to Salt Lake City at the end of May. So go to nerdist.com/calendar for information on that, and come out and say hi. And I'm working on a bunch of new stuff. Should be good times, you guys. Good times. You're the best. You and me, we're doing okay. I would like to thank for sponsoring this episode of the Nerdist Podcast. GoToMeeting by Citrix. Good communication is crucial for a business, or if you just want to look at someone's face when you're talking to them about things. And so you really need to try to make it as much a personal experience as possible. And that's what GoToMeeting by Citrix will do. It's the perfect online collaboration solution for meetings, and help. You can share documents, review documents, presentations in real time, and pretty much just make it easier for everyone to stay on the same page. This kind of thing, I run into this all the time because I travel a lot and I'm not in the Burbank office that the rest of the Nerdist people are, so it can be very challenging if you cannot be in the same room with someone. I feel like one of the reasons why we really don't do any call-ins for the podcast is because it's really important to see people's faces. Then you can see if they're lying. But besides that, it makes the experience that much more efficient when you can actually deal with people eye to eye. And GoToMeeting will help you do that. Any Mac, PC, tablet, smartphone, whatever you have, use GoToMeeting and see why millions of people choose GoToMeeting by Citrix. Start hosting your own face-to-face online meetings today. Try it free for 30 days. Visit GoToMeeting.com. Click the Try It Free button. Use the promo code Nerdist. That's GoToMeeting.com. Enter the promo code Nerdist. This here's a hostful. This worked out great. We were supposed to record Acker and Blacker. They will be coming up on a future podcast. Ben Blacker got called into work last minute, and so we rescheduled, but Matt and Jonah and Katie and Kyle and I were there, so I was like, are you guys thinking what I'm thinking? And they were like, that we go home, and I go, no, I'm out of hostful. And then they were like, okay, let's do it. So here we go, on the Nerdist Podcast number 507, me catching up with the sister wives, some more hostful goodness. We will be doing more of these in the future. I love doing them so much. So here we go. Start the thing.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
The Nerdist Podcast.
Hey, we are back.
Can you believe it? We've been gone for so long. The Voltron has reassembled.
Yep.
And I have shorts on.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Matt has, through the course of his losing weight, was always like when he was as biggest,
Always wearing shorts.
Yeah.
Never wearing pants. Right. Got skinny enough to only wear pants.
Yep.
Now you lost even more weight. Back to shorts.
Shorts, pants, shorts.
Shorts, pants, shorts.
What's going to make you go back to pants? Day.
I didn't expect to actually. I thought I would get back to the house before I would. I was coming here, and I was going to put pants back on.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I don't want to be in shorts.
What were we doing? You're just out in the park playing bocce ball?
I went home from the gym, and then I hung out. I went, grabbed coffee with Allie Ward.
Mm-hmm.
We had a time over there in the Los Feliz.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, oh, I'll come back. And
well, you go over to Los Feliz to hang out with her, not your friend, too.
Well, you know,
well, to be fair, Jonah's a little farther than Los Feliz, as we say it in America.
Feliz. Yeah.
Even though it's not really the way you're supposed to say it.
But it's not, you know, it's Los Feliz, then you're right in Atwater.
It's right a quick hop.
It's Atwater.
But in fairness, Viage. Jonah.
Atwater, Viage.
Yeah, Viage.
I knew you were busy, so.
That's true.
Atwater, Viage.
That's smash true. Up a bunch of them. Yeah,
Los Feliz is really like the edge of where most Angelenos will go.
True.
I'm fascinated by the amount of people in the middle of the country who have an extensive knowledge of Los Angeles geography due to podcasts.
Let us talk about us sometimes. We really get to hang out. Fuck them if they don't want to hear us mimic a Californian sketch.
Listen, guys, I love Mid-City. I think it's great.
I love roots. That's what I fucking hate about people that are like, it's so people in California and Los Angeles only talk about the way that. Yeah, because it's an interesting thing. It
sounds
about,
like you took the 605 South to get to that bit.
Sure did. Wasn't even a bit. It's just me, Chris.
That's our lives.
It's me.
That's our lives. We spend a lot of time in cars.
What we should do is just, you know, every week just refill our reference points with other,
like a specific, like we have like a jar of references.
Yeah, we pick a city and then we just use all their streets and freeways.
Yeah, the other day I was walking down Columbus Street.
Can you believe it? I know
they got those types. They got those types.
Which one in New York or
doesn't matter? It's for everyone.
I don't think we really need to.
Why don't we limit the podcast? Let's make it for everybody.
All right,
I was on Main Street the
Main.
Other day.
Oh yeah, right, Main and First, huh?
Oh, it is
near the courthouse.
Yeah, I got some coffee over there. You know, that guy makes that coffee.
So good.
Oh,
love it.
You're not liking the water, Jonah?
Shouldn't have a taste.
Water. I had the same thing.
Has a taste.
I told you.
It's from San Bernardino County.
Why did we change water providers? Oh, well, that's
more like
a
crap service area.
That's a
yeah. Give me some of that Kroger.
Now, before anyone says, you spoiled assholes, you're scoffing at bottled water. When I first saw this water, first of all, it says premium drinking water, which is a giant red flag.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So far, I'm not feeling any problems with
and
that.
And I said, I've never heard of this water before. And then I took a drink, and it's flavored, but it doesn't. It's not like a flavor that occurs in nature.
Yeah,
like a flavor that occurs in metal.
Yeah, or the plastic that they've bottled it in breaking down and infusing itself into the water.
It don't feel so good.
It feels so good. I don't feel so good.
What's happening?
It's kind of when I get superpowers.
You turn into Scott Stapp when you get superpowers?
Yeah, this town to summon the Lord.
Oh, boy.
Through my drinking water, yeah.
Stamp it.
Stamp it.
Oh, God.
Stamp chat.
Go to staps.com.
Staps.
Oh, man, I'm so tired of going to the Stapp office.
Come on in. The doors are wide open.
Wide open.
Yeah.
Under the door jam.
What are other Creed songs?
That one, and then there's another one with arms wide open, and then there's the other one that is
Yeah. So I can grab Jesus's boobs.
Well, I think boobs. I'm not 100% positive, but I think you got the words wrong.
I don't know. It's so garbled.
Yeah. He's probably saying, so I can grab Jesus'
Well, it's hard to glar nargawar with all these marbles in my mouth.
Well, since we're going back, how about that new Toadies album? I don't know. It just felt like we're making...
Oh, did you watch any of that stuff I told you about? Chris on Saturday sent me this. It's like this video
of like just Nirvana rehearsing in 88. They're still in Aberdeen and they're just like playing in a house. And
were they in Chris Novoselic's mom's basement or something?
It looked like just like a rumpus room of sorts.
I think in the description it says like they're in one of their basements.
Yeah.
And it was Chad Channing on
Chad
drums.
Channing's on drums. And I'm like, you know, and I meant to do it when you sent me the video, but like, what's up with Chad? Can we look up and see what's up with Chad Channing? Does he get money off of Bleach?
I don't know.
Because he'd be set. If he got money off of Bleach, he's
corn?
Set.
I don't remember eating corn.
That's a Carol Channing story.
Yes, yes. Yeah, okay,
good. I don't think he does get money off of Bleach.
Well, then.
I believe I've looked
it. What a bummer.
You only get money if you contributed to the songwriting, I believe.
But like, it's like at that point in their band, they probably weren't even thinking about like, well, I'm the songwriter, so I get the rights.
I got to say that even just like crappy young looking teen kind of guys, like they sounded really good.
Yeah, they're really good. That just the Love Buzz is the song they first.
In someone's basement.
Yeah, and this is that one dude that like it's like they all look like kind of like rocky, you know, rocking like grungy dudes, and then there's this one guy that looks like he's from the boonies of the Northwest. The guy with the mustache is just kind of hanging out in the room with them, just kind of rocking, and they're
and
all
just.
And
that's the guy that is talking on the sweater song.
No, that's a Sasquatch.
That's Weezer.
Yeah, I know, but like that type of guy.
Oh, that
like,
type
I'm
going
to go to the party later. Actually, you guys going?
Anywhere? No, one guy just pops up on everyone's album.
The guy that Weezer is kind of poking fun at in the sweater song is Joe Sib from the band Wax, who now runs Side One Dummy Records. Like, they're kind of poking fun at him.
Good to know. I like that. A bit of trivia here at the Nerdist Podcast.
Yeah, there's so much backstory. That would be nice to have, like, if only there was, like, a video show that would just pop up random facts about things.
Very true. Pop-up video.
What are we having a pop-up video?
They brought it back for a while. A guy that I worked with at Rotten Tomatoes show actually left to go work on that.
Yep.
Kristen Rutherford used to write for pop-up video.
Pop-up video.
That's a YouTube vortex you can go down. There are a lot of them are sitting on YouTube.
Of what?
Of pop-up videos.
Pop-up video.
Watching people try to recreate that for me all over television. There was one for Lost, too. Remember they would
rerun Lost? Yeah, I remember
Lost
2.0.
And then they would show...
that was on
It actually
before,
helped.
Right?
It does help.
At the time.
They did a Star Trek 2.0 too, remember?
Oh yeah.
Not that any of those should replace a quality after show, which allows you to delve more into not just trivia, but really more of the behind the scenes chemistry and also story that might be happening.
Like you said,
just give me fun facts.
Sounded like you said quality after show, like you were like,
well, I'm going deep with union references. Yeah. And then there's SAG, the Screen Extras
like
Guild.
A little bummed out they didn't ask you to do a Mad Men one? It's the last season and all.
No.
Do you like just stop, turn the TV off, and then bring Chloe over to a couch and talk to her about it?
And then I invite Ham to come over and just ask him.
Oh, you know what? Speaking of Ham, did anyone watch A Young Doctor's Notebook?
Oh, no. How was it?
It's really fucking good.
I haven't watched it.
There's four episodes. They go by in a flash.
Oh.
It's really good. It's really funny and weird and dark. I think you'll dig it.
I will absolutely watch it.
And you don't realize how much they look alike.
Who, Ham and Radcliffe?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess Radcliffe does look like a miniature version of Ham. Yeah. Ham's tall.
Yeah. I think they kind of just forego that idea that, like, you know, at the age of, like, 20, that guy grew another foot and a half. But
it could happen.
But, like, their faces and the way they have their hair in it, it's very good casting.
Daniel Hamcliffe.
Ooh.
I saw a thing on Reddit of just a cliff with Radcliffe's face, and it just said Daniel Sadcliffe.
Aww.
And then underneath it said Radcliffe, and he had sunglasses.
Of course,
on. Jumping a motorcycle over it.
By the way, just to answer your other question about, I was actually sort of glad they didn't ask me to do an after show for Mad Men because.
Oh, we'd already glazed over this.
It would have been hard to. I know, but I'm killing the momentum. Let me kill the momentum.
It would have been hard to watch it.
Don't kill me. Please don't kill me.
I'm
on a roll.
Sorry, momentum.
I'm doing so well.
No, I don't like how you're moving forward all the time.
Oh, God.
It would have been hard for you to pretend you like a third show.
No. Well, I've watched Mad Men since the second season of Mad Men. I didn't watch the first season. I started watching season two. I adore Mad Men, but I just feel like you can't really do more than two after shows. I mean, it was almost... People still go, hey, you're the after show guy, which is fine. I like
people
doing
still
this.
Go. I mean, you just aired 2 weeks ago.
No. I mean, after doing the Breaking Bad one. And so I don't think I don't. I think at a certain point it'd be like, all right, how many after shows do you need to be doing?
Yeah.
And it would be, but it would be tough for me to say no because
the answer is three.
Because, well, see, that's a very simple, honest way to answer that question that doesn't involve me creating a vortex of
all you do is say
self-doubt.
Yes, and then once they come back and say Low Winter Sun's coming back, that's when you step out and say no.
I don't think they're going to say that.
Fine,
Chris, Rubicon's back.
Are you guys going to go to Rubicon Con?
Yeah, of course, Rubicon Con every year.
With James Con.
it just happens to be the guest.
But obviously it didn't happen. Obviously there isn't one. But although they are breaking Mad Men up into two, like what I didn't know is
so there's a chance.
No, there's still not a chance. Well, I guess ultimately anything's possible. But the last like 7 or 8 episodes aren't going to air till next year.
No fucking way.
Yeah. So there's like seven or so this year, and then in a year there'll be the last 7.
I don't dig that.
Well, listen, remember when I said the show was going to end with the moon landing? And then this season started with Nixon's inauguration. I'm just saying.
I don't know.
I didn't watch it yet. I didn't watch last night.
Oh.
I'm behind on Mad Men. I'm behind on Game of Thrones. That's
Game of Thrones was great.
I'm behind on it.
Didn't see it.
Great episode last night.
Didn't see it.
Spoilers! Rise of our spoilers!
No, it was great.
I already got some major stuff spoiled because I went on... it was just on the entertainment page, on the Google News page. And my reaction was... Oh, I don't really care. I'm still going
to
watch
it. No, that's the thing. It's like people, it's insulting to the show. It's like, oh, to know what's going to happen is going to spoil it. Everyone knows what's going to happen in the Titanic.
Pretty good performances in there. They might want to watch how they get there.
What about the journey?
Yeah, journey's good. People always want the result, Jonah.
Yeah, I don't care. I like when someone's like, well, I won't tell you. I go, no, I don't care.
I'm still going to watch it.
Yeah, tell me.
Yeah, I'm always totally fine with someone telling me what happens.
Sometimes I don't want to be completely blindsided by something.
Yeah, I want to be prepared for that.
I want to be able to control every aspect of my environment.
Well, that's not surprising.
I didn't say you could say that.
You're right. You're right.
How is New York?
You did tell me to shut up 30 seconds into walking in the door. So it's good to be back. Nice
way.
To see you, Chris.
Not in a serious way.
Ah!
No.
Says him.
Was it?
No.
No. No.
No.
I was like, oh, there's the dynamic I had.
No. Here, I'll explain.
Of course, these are all negative words. These are all negative words. No, is all I'm hearing from you.
It's not true.
Yes. Not.
What? You're not right.
Well.
You're wrong. You're right about how wrong you are right now. Can you be anything other than wrong? Damn it. I'm no good at this. No. That was more of a like, shut up. Because we were supposed to record Acker and Blacker today.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Acker shows up. Ben Blacker is a no-show at the last minute because a job came up. And then I was trying to tell Ben Acker, oh, well, let's just reschedule soon so that you guys can both be on at the same time. And you said, hey, let's record with you anyway. And I was like, no, shut up. Let's just do a hostful. So
what I was saying was let's do a hostful and just have Ben on. And then we can have Acker and Blacker together. I just didn't want it to be awkward.
No, it's better to have them all in one.
I just didn't want it to have it awkward.
It wasn't awkward.
We're going to do both, what I was saying.
No. We should just do them. We should introduce them together as a unit.
Well, they've already been on James Bonding, so have a listen to that, everybody. I don't remember.
You out of Bond films yet?
Whatever. No. The way we record.
Oh, yeah.
I still got to do License to Kill.
You should record one for the new one before it comes out.
No shit.
Like a speculation?
By the time we finish, the new one will be out. Like, that's how fucking slow we're
going. The next new one will already be in production.
I mean, come on. Sam Mendes will have retired from filmmaking by the time we get a new one done.
So,
that's what happens when you book Kumail on.
Is the next one the last Craig one?
No, the next movie we have... No, he's got two more. Two more under his contract.
Gotcha.
So we'll see.
Looking ahead.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Who do you think's going to replace Daniel Craig?
You know, it's a discussion that we've had many times, at the club.
Yep.
I think that we don't know that actor yet. Like, that actor has not been
He's still young. Seen. Yeah, he's still a young guy, or at least we don't...
Right.
He hasn't popped.
Andrew Garfield.
Oh, I'll do that.
By that time?
It's got to beef up.
Got to beef up a lot.
Yeah.
I was surprised Dale Craig weighs 172.
Yeah, but he's short, so he still has muscle.
He's my height.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, what was funny? You said, I am short compared to Jonah? Fuck yeah, I'm short.
Well, everyone's short compared to Jonah.
Yeah, I'm real tall.
Everyone's tall compared to me on At Midnight, I've noticed. We have just a succession of very tall people that make me look short. And it, like, everyone who stood next to me, Hasselhoff's tall, Will Ferrell's tall. And then it happened when I saw me next to Karen Gillan. Karen's tall.
She's real tall.
Okay, Karen's tall and wears heels.
And she wore these massive heels. So I looked tiny. And the whole time I was like, I'm 5'10". I'm not super tall, but I'm not short.
No.
So, but Karen just like, she must have been like 6'2 in those heels.
Yeah it's like tall. Hockey players on skates. 7'1 on skates.
They're 7'1". They're so 9'30".
Yeah. Oh, that's not a...
9'30".
Not a measurement.
Well, the internet will support.
No one ever. Unless you're Zach Braff.
It was her support me in this claim. What have you guys been up to? We haven't gotten together for a hostful in quite a long time. I'm glad Ben Blacker canceled.
I know you are, because we had this scheduled to go up on Wednesday with no time to record it.
This worked out well.
Wait. Where is Ben Blacker?
What happened?
Christopher.
To
what? Yeah, I don't. Chris, what are you talking about?
He's this is very
something.
Suspicious.
We shot him on film for a thing.
To be killed in front of an audience. Wait.
Killed
in front of an audience.
Pay-per-view contract killings.
Running Man.
See where it goes. Sit with it. Let it go. What have you guys been up to the last chunk of time? Because we've only been talking to other people. We haven't had a chance to...
Mm. Yeah, I don't know. When was the last time we did this?
Oh, it's been like a month. And then that was recorded like a couple weeks before.
Shit.
Oh, that was recorded like a month before.
So it's been like 2 months.
I bet we haven't done this since January.
I bet you're right.
Wow.
God damn it. Not a lot. Same.
All right. Enjoy a burrito.
Got a jam pad and a drum set. Been playing drums lately.
You got a space to play your drums.
I got a jam pad. And so that's been nice. Like going in on a lockout rehearsal space with a bunch of other guys.
Yeah.
So it's just like all these guys that have instruments and amps and stuff like that, but that can't really use them in their apartments or homes because they don't too loud.
Yeah.
And so I'm just kind of like we're all just putting stuff in this room so we can use it and be loud whenever we want.
In your house?
No. Like a lockout space, a rehearsal space.
So you live there? I still don't understand.
No. Yeah. No.
You guys moved to a warehouse?
No. Good bit, though.
I don't think I'd be able to get that bit through TSA. That was a bomb.
That part got cut out, Chris.
Oh.
Okay, earlier we were talking about a football player who played for the 49ers that Katie didn't want us to mention because he plays for the 49ers and she's a fan of the 49ers and doesn't like that this football player whose name is Alden Smith. Going through TSA security and he got pulled aside for a random check and he said, "What? I don't have a fucking bomb on me," and you're not allowed to say the word bomb through TSA, so they arrested him.
Yeah. And then Chris explained his theory on razors.
We talked about razors. Jonas said one time he wore a sweater that had a bunch of bombs on a plane, and then he probably shouldn't have done that, even though no one said anything.
No, people like we're weird.
Oh.
People like we're weird.
Yeah.
are those bombs active bombs or are they just drawing bombs?
No, I got a couple not a cool shirt to wear in the airport. It was one Minnesota? TSA agent. Wow. And then a flight attendant said, interesting shirt.
And then what did you say?
I said, oh, well, I think it's a comfortable, I'll turn it inside out. I'm sorry. And then I turned it inside out.
Yeah, that's the way to
people
do it.
People don't want
idea. Whoa, be careful with that sweater.
Yeah, exactly. People don't like the idea of even thinking about it.
No, they don't.
They just don't want to think about it.
No, they don't.
And then they go, oh, there's bombs on that.
Right.
Yeah, it just makes people uncomfortable.
So you never wore that sweater again?
No, I wear it every time I want to be comfy on a plane.
You still wear it inside out?
Yeah. It's very comfortable.
Well, it's made of bombs?
No, my tummy made noises.
Are you gurgling? Are you hungry?
No,
I just somebody hungry, food. Little guy?
Joni hungry? Joni hungry? Joni.
I just have food. I'm hungry and tired.
Why do I feel like someday, Matt, you're going to have a kid and that kid's going to be like, I don't know if you're being supportive or sarcastic. Somebody hungry? Are you being mean to me right
kid,
now?
That kid will get me. He'll understand Matt Myra.
How was... So what were all the things that you did in New York?
I did lots of stuff in New York. I got a 53-ounce steak on Friday.
Did you win some kind of a challenge?
No, three of us split it. Three of us split the 53-ounce steak.
Oh, my God.
But it was delicious.
Did a Gordon Ramsay or Mario Batali make the steak?
No, it was at this place.
Steakies.
You know, wasn't Steakies.
was it the terrible name for a restaurant?
And I wish I could remember the name of it. It was in Chelsea over by Varvatos' store that's down there.
It was in Chelsea Handler?
It was inside of Chelsea.
It was over by John's store? Oh, yeah. Cool.
Barbados, yeah. Johnny B.
Was that about Johnson?
Johnny B's. But yeah, it was like a special that night, and they were like, we have a special to tell you about, and they tell it to me like, we're not going to order it. They're like, we have a 53-ounce steak. It's, you know, it's like good for four people.
So you got to eat it?
I was like, yeah. I was like, how much is it? She's like, $2.75 an ounce. I was like, what is it, like $1.75? Let's do this.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So you ate a $175 steak with two other people.
Yeah, it was great.
It was good?
It was great.
What do you eat with that? Because that's a lot of meat protein.
We got some Brussels sprouts, some broccolini. Mm-hmm.
Big steak, small broccoli.
Yeah.
Side of ham?
No.
Cornish hen?
Cornish game. We had a Cornish game hen for the table to share. No, it was great. That was really good food.
Now, you sent me a picture of yourself.
Yeah.
Which I said, you should post that on Reddit on the weight loss forum. And you're like, no, I don't think I should do that yet. But you look fantastic. It's amazing.
You.
It's a picture from the day that you started training.
Yeah.
Which was how long ago?
It was 40 weeks ago. Yeah.
40 weeks ago. So almost a year until like last week. And it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's like two different dudes.
Yeah. Did I not send it to you?
No, you didn't.
I thought I sent it to you too.
It's a real good picture.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting, but my whole thought is like I'm not putting a picture of me shirtless on the internet ever. Regardless of what
Other
I look
people
like,
you get
the
opportunity to jerk off to it like
well,
me.
Well, mm-hmm. Chris, thanks so much. That's really nice of you.
Don't thank him for that.
Which fat roll made you come the hardest?
Number three.
Thanks, buddy. That's my favorite, too.
Charles is my favorite, too.
Oh, you name them? I number them. They're just fucking numbers to me.
They're just me and you.
Hey, what's your cum number?
Did you say Charles or Charos? Because I want it to be Charos.
Churros.
Churros. Put a little cinnamon on there?
Yeah. Coochie coochie. Yeah, no, that's great. And then 12 more weeks until 1 year.
Was it like 70 pounds or something crazy 80. Like that? 80 pounds.
Yeah.
80 pounds.
I got 12 weeks to lose 20 more.
Now, is that going to... Do you have to step it up or just stay the course?
I'm going
to
step it up. Got a Vitamix.
There you go.
Yeah.
Fun, huh?
I don't know yet. I haven't opened it.
Oh, they're great.
Make a soup. You can make a shake.
I'm excited about peanut butter. Making your own peanut butter seems like the best thing to do.
It's hard to get out of there once you've made it.
And it's oily, too, so it's peanut
butter. Well, peanut butter is oily anyway.
Yeah, I know, but I mean,
make
it's a pain in the
butter.
Ass.
Yeah, you can make whatever. I can make whatever. I can make pistachio butter. It's only going to cost me $90.
Why would you do that?
You're a weirdo.
What an asshole.
Yeah.
Pistachio butter.
Guys, I could take hazelnuts and make my own Nutella.
Okay.
Yeah, are we back on board?
Yeah, we're back on board.
All right.
Hold on. I'm back on board.
All right. I got him.
I'm back on board.
Yeah, I'm excited about some soups and stuff, you know? I'm really excited about some soups.
Not peanut butter soup, though, right? Because that'd be really hard to clean
Would
out
Would it
there.
Be that?
Anything that's hard to do isn't worth doing.
Do you have the dry and the wet, right?
Who's he? What's he?
He's saying, do you have a pussy?
Yeah.
The dry container, you know, and then the wet, there's like the separate blades, you know?
No, the one that they... The one I got does both.
Right. Well, they have this other one that I got.
Cool.
I was watching QVC. I said, you know what? I'm going to take it up a notch and order this thing.
Watching QVC. You know there's the internet now.
Yeah.
You don't need to watch QVC.
I do understand what's fun about QVC is just sort of being surprised by whatever comes up.
Well, I like to flip channels, and I go to what happens when I flip the channels. I head up to the 1400s because that's my zone. Because you got your HGTV, your DIY, your Food Network cooking channel all up in there.
Mm-hmm.
But on the way around the horn, I got to go through some QVC home shopping stuff. So sometimes I see stuff, and I'm like, I should order some whatever. So the other night, I happened to be staring at this Vitamix situation. I was like, this is amazing. Like, they made soup, and it heated it up.
Yeah, I've talked about
from
it.
From friction. I know, but you haven't shown it to me on television.
Well.
Yeah. But then when they made the peanut butter, I lost my mind. I love peanut butter. It's like my favorite thing to put
on.
So
you just immediately, that was your way in?
That was it. I was like, $500 for my own peanut butter?
Done. I thought peanut butter.
$500?
Yeah, it's like, real it was expensive. Like $450.
But the lifetime guarantee, if it breaks, they just give you a new one.
But this one has two containers with it. One is a special blade for dry things like peanuts.
I wonder what the longest anyone's ever waited for a lifetime guarantee. Like if someone got a lifetime guarantee and then like 40 years later they're like, this broke.
Yeah. Well, the company hasn't existed in years.
I bet that happens. I know L.L. Bean will do that. I know a lot of old crotchety New England men who will send their boots back.
Or if a company like that is like, in 30 years, who gives a fuck? You know, or if they really do mean lifetime.
That's no, true. L.L. Bean does. They're great. I'd love it if they'd sponsor the podcast.
You know, I used to think that I loved peanut butter until I had raw peanut butter, like just freshly made, just peanuts, grind it up. It's real boring.
That's what I used to think. That's what I used to think about bacon until I had like real bacon.
Oh, really?
And it was not.
You ever had that boar's bacon? It's like the steak of bacon.
I don't like the peanut butter, like the Jif and the Skippy and the stuff like that. Yeah. Ever since I started having that natural peanut butter,
it's a Gif. What?
I don't know.
What did you say?
I didn't say anything. I went to, we were in Palm Springs a couple of weeks ago, and there was this restaurant, I can't remember the name of it, but they have, you can order a bacon flight.
Was it Oldie McOldie's?
It
was in Palm Springs.
It was in between that and...
wait, I'm sorry.
No.
A flight of bacon?
A bacon flight. And so you get like five different strips of bacon. First of all, it was an hour and 15 minutes to get a table at this place.
Jeez.
And you know, like one is like a jalapeno, and one is just an applewood. Another one is cinnamon. Like they have basically like five different bacon flavors.
So they're all it's all pork bacon.
Yeah,
But it's just prepared in different ways.
It's prepared in different ways. Yeah, with different.
How thick are these slices?
Well, they're like those thick cut bacon.
Yeah,
my favorite bacon.
It's like a pork belly.
Anywhere is in New York at the Clinton Street Bakery, which is on the Lower East Side of Manhattan, and. They basically make, for lack of a better term, sugar bacon. So it's this like sugar-coated thick bacon that is the most unbelievable. You can't eat more than a couple pieces before feeling like you want to die, but it's so good
going
in. Well,
that was like what I was telling you, I don't think you were out on this episode, but about the millionaire's bacon in San Francisco, which is like this, like it might as well just be called a pork belly slab.
Yeah.
That is like glazed with like maple and sugar. It's so good.
Where was that?
That was in San Francisco at, I told you about it there.
Yeah, there.
I forget the name of the diner. I'm sure.
But they have that because like I saw that on two different menus.
Oh, yeah?
In San Francisco. Millionaire's Bacon.
Yeah.
Man, just, millionaires up there, they know how to live. They really do.
Their bacon's real fancy.
Oh, the best. When are we done? We're done, everybody. Awkward pause.
How are you, Chris?
I don't want to talk to you guys anymore.
just realizes it.
No, I was thinking about. I was thinking about where else.
I went to brunch on Saturday at this place called Cook Shop in New York.
Okay.
And it was really really good, but I had to like when I went in to go get a table, there was this full of like people, you know, like a group of four walked in right in front of me.
So like other people.
But it was like the most annoying kind of people because Olivia Wilde and Jason Sudeikis walked out, like. But then the people in front of me wouldn't shut up about it, and it was just so frustrating to me that I left.
You mean talking about like
just like oh my god, that was it. Did I miss them? I can't believe I missed it. Why didn't you just jump in and get there and take a picture of them? Picture like to go outside to get a picture, and they only went to like the Cook Shop's on a corner, and they only went like the vertical street, like not the north south street. And like they went out to like look, and they came back in. And meanwhile, I'm looking out the window, and they're still standing there talking. Yeah. And she's like, I can't believe I missed them.
I just overheard me and Dee when got food at the Pikey, and there was this dude that wouldn't stop talking about his idea for a fanny pack that was also a beer cooler.
Hang on.
It was just like,
are you a European and a redneck?
Yeah. Just, dude, it's like a fanny pack and a beer cooler. And he said it over and over again and so loud, like he was just wanting the moment to happen with some guy who's like, hello, I'm an investor and I've heard your idea and I like it. Sold.
This fanny pack is full of nothing.
Yeah.
So does it have a refrigeration unit or is it like a cooler?
My idea was that it would be like you would, it like would have bandolier? The ice stuff in it. So you put it in the freezer, like those ice pack kind of things. and then you put it on. But then how do you keep it from not making your hip cold?
Well, that's why it hasn't happened yet.
That's and true.
It probably has happened.
Yeah. Like a bandolier.
L.A. was great this weekend because Coachella was happening.
Oh,
and
every,
it really, like, it's every, like Christmas again.
Oh, every weekend of Coachella is magical.
I'm so glad they have 2 weekends of it now because you get two magical weekends of just L.A. without those people.
You know that bar you don't go to anymore because it's like, shitty people there all the time, very crowded. You can go this weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
Chris, sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah.
I can still go to bars.
Nah. Yeah, you still go to bars?
For like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And before I'm like, why am I here?
Why don't you have decaf coffee?
I don't
want to
get drunk and I'm not going to get laid. Why am I here?
This is terrible. Oh, God.
Here. I'll just... Chloe, go stand over there. Pretend like I don't know you. I'll drink this Sharps.
Yeah, that you just try and mimic.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey. Singled out.
Those were the days.
I don't think I ever said that to anyone.
Hey, singled out.
I think I ever hit on, I think I only ever hit on a girl once using the using that show.
Oh, Jesus
and
Christ.
And it did work. It did work. Mm. I mean, I was probably 23 at the time.
And that was Lisa Loeb. It was nice.
It was not Lisa Loeb. This was Lisa Loeb happened way after Singled Out. This happened...
you both gave each other a second chance.
Come on. Matt.
I have fun.
Well, Matt.
You say... I love that song.
I want to hear what I want to.
I miss Nine Stories. Anybody else?
No, Lisa's great. She's super cool. I was at a bar in Westwood. I was, which was basically the year 2000 to 2003 is I was at a bar in Westwood. Westwood. And that's basically, if I just say anything between 2000 and 2003, you could just infer that that's part of it. And there was a table full of girls and I was like, hey. I remember the embarrassing thing about it was, for some reason, people didn't often recognize me in public as being on that show, which is funny because it was a wildly popular show.
So you assume they recognized you in private?
They didn't recognize me. No. I've told you the story before. I was at a bar once, and there was a dude sitting next to me, and a girl came up to him and said, hey, you were a contestant on Singled Out last night, not ever acknowledging that I was sitting right next to him. I was like, I'm on it every fucking night, but it didn't. And so I went up to this table of girls, and I was like, hey, have you guys, would you ever want to be contestants on a show called Singled Out? And they were like, oh, I love that show. But then I didn't, but then the shitty, the lame part of it, I was like, oh, yeah, I host that show. So it was a gross thing. But we were young and all drinking, and so I did end up...
And they were tall and thin. And
hooking up with one girl. And then it was really awkward because... this is why I was really bad at just randomly hooking up with people. This will tell you a lot about my personality. The next day I showed up at her... This was just like a random bar hookup. We hooked up that night. I don't think we had sex, but stuff happened. And then,
are you thinking you got a blowjob?
You talking to me?
Yeah.
Are you guys having a sidebar over there?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I don't know. I don't really want to know.
I'm just curious.
Why do you want to know? What do you think happened? So he takes the girl back home.
Handy?
Do you think this is after last call? How much did they drink? How much did he fucking pour in her gullet to make her go home with him?
I didn't pour any. Hey guys, it's me, Chris.
Oh, hey Chris.
Hey, what's up?
We're kind of having a conversation.
Is this private? Do you want me to? Should I just sit over here?
What do you expect? That he put his sinewy fingers through her push-up bra?
He definitely fingered her.
Yeah,
that's all the guy talks about. Is fucking fingering.
I mean,
he definitely fucking.
What do you want? What do you want then?
I just want to know like what else happened.
What do you? Why don't you just ask him? See,
he go down on her.
How about those Niners, Katie?
What happened?
I don't know. I could care less. I don't want to think about my friend hooking up with some skank.
The important part is I want to know.
Yeah, well, then why don't you ask him? We're all friends here. Just ask him.
It's embarrassing.
Hey, Chris.
What?
Matt has something he wants to ask you.
No, what? Jonah.
No, come on.
Guys,
he wants to know what the stuff was. Remember this? Remember like a while back, You were telling us about how you hooked up with a girl.
Yeah.
Back, it was like at a bar somewhere between 2001, 2003.
Right.
Yeah. It was in Westwood.
Oh, right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you went I was just telling that story to someone.
Yeah. No. You went up to the girls and you went home with one. You said some stuff happened. Matt wants to know if you put it in the butt.
Yeah. No. I think she put my penis in her mouth and I fingered her.
Hey, that was right.
That wasn't so bad. Just gotta ask him. You gotta demand what you want from life and take it.
But thank you. Thank you for asking for me.
If it's knowledge, if it's knowing something.
Do you think that's what he did with her fingers and stuff? Like,
do you think he put his finger? Well, I don't know. That's he doesn't have that long of arms.
That's true.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah, what's up?
Remember when you were talking about that girl giving you that sweet BJ? Like you were just going oh man, I picked up this chick from a bar.
And
I was like, I totally made her soak the D.
Sounds like me. Sure, I mean, but
said,
I don't.
You said sweet beach.
Yeah.
Remember?
No. Right. It was more like sweet beach. It was real weird. Really out of character too.
Yeah, it was. Odd. Anyway, we were thrown back by. But anyway,
Matt curious. Wants to know.
Mm-hmm. I just want to know.
Sure.
Did you put your fingers in her pussy?
Yeah, I think I was pretty clear about that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, like.
Not all of them, just like maybe one or two.
Oh, okay.
One.
Probably just one.
Real tight, huh?
Oh, God.
This is where I check out the bed.
Jonah and Matt are sitting on a couch next to each other, and Jonah could not be more... He's sitting on the couch in the least possible way you could still be considered sitting on a couch right now.
I don't know when bits are supposed to stop.
Yeah. Hey, Chris, remember?
No.
Remember you told us that tale about how you fingered that tight pussy and she was getting that BJ? It was like
turning into Dude Cast.
It was some time between 2001 and 2003. It was at a bar in Westwood. Anyway, like,
why do I say things,
Matt?
Why do I say things out loud that are honest,
Matt? All Matt can think about now is how tight that girl's pussy was.
God, I don't remember. I didn't bring a caliper or anything.
No, listen, I don't want to know. It's not me. It's Matt. It's just his thing. And I don't think he wants to continue doing the podcast unless he knows about it.
Wait, what? That's going to keep him from wanting to do the podcast? I'll be right back.
Listen, Matt, I'm trying to do that thing where I just act like I'm on his side. Yeah. When it's really just like, it's a you and me thing. It's against the world, like we've always said. Best buds to life. That's our thing. I know. So anyway, it's like he's kind of being weird. He thinks it's getting a bit too dude.
All right.
I mean.
Okay, so hold on.
Hold on.
I got another call. Hey, bud.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's up?
You talking to Matt?
No.
What's he saying?
No. Okay. Oh, God. I hate being in the middle.
Yeah, I know, but
that's just really
you position yourself there.
Yeah, I don't think I did. It's just it's like, you are always talking about getting
laid. I don't want to get suspicious. Go back.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Hey, that took a while, man. What's going on? Like, is he onto us? Does he know that I'm?
I think he's really upset about the bit. I think he thinks it's going a bit too long.
No, it went on too long about 4 minutes ago.
Okay, all right, hold on. I'll be right back.
It's a fun bit.
Listen, Chris doesn't.
Wait, no, you're talking to Chris now.
Oh shit!
Who are you talking to just now?
Oh shit!
Jonah, why is this bit going on so long? Who are you talking to? Why is this going on so long? Who are you talking to? You just said boo-doo-doo with your mouth. That's not even a robot sound.
No, that was totally the phone. I heard it.
I can hear Matt.
That was totally the phone.
Boo-doo-doo.
There it goes again. That's the phone.
The thing you're trying to do is disconnected.
Oh, Katie, something's wrong with my phone.
Ever since I signed up for hipster Verizon,
not gonna happen.
Chris,
try your call again late.
If you can remember,
Matt, I'm getting another call.
Oh.
Matt,
what was the point of your
I don't
story?
Know.
No, it's like so you hooked up to this girl,
hooked and up then, with like, a single out girl,
and then like you went.
I can't answer Matt's question because I didn't treat her like I was trying on rings. So
that's
I don't
just gross,
know.
Chris. Why would you say that? That's gross. Why would your brain even go there?
I don't know. Jonah was just saying.
I never said anything.
I was
about
talking
that.
To Jonah earlier on the phone, and I thought,
"Hey guys, so we don't need to talk about the past. Who cares who said what
about whose pussy?
Seriously, keep on going, Chris. Great
what
story.
What do you think her kids are like now?
They look like Chris.
They're just little fingers.
Yep. I got her finger pregnant. Yep. That's right. You can. That's a rule. You can get someone finger pregnant, but they can only give birth to other fingers.
Just they walk around like toddler-sized fingers with hair drapes.
Yep, she has a basket full of fingers.
With hair drapes.
That look like or that look like something out of Guy Fieri's kitchen that you took a picture of on Instagram.
Oh, I sure did. I walked by it. I didn't go in. I thought
these
about
are called finger babies. Finger bang babies. They're the babies of finger banging.
Dunkin'
Donuts. We put a sauce on there.
Finger bangers and mash.
No, that's too traditional for him.
Oh, this is what I miss, you guys. This is what I miss.
This is the show.
This is it.
The show.
So, the next day.
Yeah.
When this story actually finishes, the next day after we hooked up,
can you ask him if he finished?
I see there's a question in the front row.
Yeah, hi.
Jonah. Hey, Jonah. What's your question?
Just want to say you're a real big inspiration. I've lost a ton of weight.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I've started my own podcast.
Oh, that's awesome.
I started doing stand-up comedy.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Just keep at it.
Tell them about your first open mic.
It's like, you know, I did this. I was like getting ready for my first open mic. I had never done stand up, but I had like a good half hour. I had a half hour worth of material.
Did you?
Sorry. Big inspiration to me.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
It's F the haters, man. You're amazeballs.
Tell them.
How dare you?
Tell him how many copies of his book you
have. I bought every copy of your book.
Oh.
Yeah.
So what's your question?
Sometime around 2000 to 2003, you were at a bar in Westwood.
Oh, you heard about that.
Yeah. And you took a girl home after you told her you weren't singled out. And
sounds really great. And then like say it that
and,
way.
And you fingered her tight pussy.
No, okay, again, you're assigning a value.
I'm sorry. Big fan. I love the Talking Dead. Fuck the haters. I'm a fan.
Chris, I have a question.
Hold on. Wait your turn,
dude.
Wait your turn,
dude. You're being rude.
I'm a bigger fan. I'm a bigger nerd than you.
Do you have a question for Steven?
I started two podcasts.
Steve, when Chris fingered that girl's
my question is for Jonah.
What? I'm just an audience member. Sure. No. Wow. This is great.
No, Jonah.
Oh, wow.
First of all, I love Jonah Radio. I listen all the time.
Dope.
I got your album.
Dig.
And your first one too. I got that.
Cool. Whatever.
But my question for you is: Do you think Chris came in her mouth?
I'll be right back. I'll get right back to you. Susie, I've got another question.
Jacob in the front row.
Yeah. First off, real big fan.
Oh, thanks, man.
I think you're amazeballs. Tell Chloe I said hi. Leica is like, I got a tattoo of Leica on my chest.
Oh, nice. that's our dog, yeah.
Anyway, I just want to know for my friend who's also he's a big fan. He couldn't be here, but if you could actually, I'm gonna Skype him, and if you could just, I'm sorry, Chris. Yeah, you have a question, Chris.
Hi, I'm Chris. Big fan of me. Big fan of me.
Oh, go.
My question is actually for Kyle.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
What's your deal, man? What are you always laughing at, anyway? What's your deal, man?
One of my least favorite things.
Oh. No, this is you guys.
Can go. Okay, we had so much fun at this live podcast recording that we got to ask questions at.
So the next day,
did you find out if he came in or not?
This is so weird.
Gotta know when to hold him, know when to fold him.
I ain't walking away. Or running.
No wind room.
Guys,
one night hookup. Just a bar hookup.
Yeah.
You choked her with your rod. You slapped ash her pussy.
Oh, God.
Then you creepily the next day do what?
Some non
Vaginally induced fluids may have been exchanged.
Right.
I think. I don't know. I was very drunk.
You threw up, didn't you?
Yep, right. Yep, right in her butt. Mm-hmm. Yep. I threw up in her butt.
Oh. You know, I think the older we get, the more childish we are.
I don't feel like we've changed at all.
I don't think we've gotten this dumb in a long time.
I don't know.
We certainly have not gotten this dumb, but we're always capable of it. Yeah. It's like America's nuclear arsenal.
It's like the effect we have when we get together.
So
the next day, after this bar hookup...
Shut up.
Guys, I forget. No. This is exactly the kind of person I show up at her place. I'm so embarrassed. I'm not embarrassed of anything I've told you so far. I'm embarrassed.
Wait, you showed up at her place?
I showed up at because we went to her place.
So you were like, this went fantastically. I've gone home. I've showered. I've changed. Ready to start my day.
Yes. So
you head back to her place?
I put on what I think was a leather blazer.
You're correct. That's exactly what it probably was.
It was a leather jacket that was shaped like a sport coat.
Yeah.
Mm. You know, because it was nice, and I wanted to look upscale. And by the way, this was like 1996.
Oh, no, the story's changing.
1995. Mm-hmm. Maybe 1995.
No, did earlier say it was 2003.
Oh, yeah, I know, but I mean, that will change it.
No.
23. You said you were 23.
No. Oh, wait.
When was this, buddy? Come on. Let's get that story out.
How many girls did you finger while they just slobbered all over your fucking Peter?
It's like a windmill, bro.
Do you think there's a message board of like
it's
all
just
of
like a windmill.
Who got fingered by you? That's your move.
Hi, Chloe. I know you like listening to the hose bowls.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry I fingered a girl when you were in grade school, okay?
See, we let Chris make the joke so we don't have to.
I don't feel good.
I'm sorry. This was actually not 2003. This was actually like nine because it predated Jacinda, and I think she and I started dating around 96. So it was like it was early 96.
Yeah.
Because Single That was kind of was on at the time, so it had to be between 95 to like 98. So anyway, hook up next day. I show up at her front door with a rose.
I wanna, really?
Don't fucking laugh at me, Katie.
With a rose?
Yeah.
Some say love, it is a river.
You just hooked up with her and you brought her a rose. Did you even like her or did you just feel that you needed to do that to justify the horrible things you had her do to you the night before?
I didn't. First of all, I wasn't like, here, thanks. Like, I really... To me, something special happened, which was we exchanged a moment, and I...
You know, pronounce fluids.
Yeah, I know, Jonah. Sometimes people exchange fluids in moments, and that's okay. And to
sometimes
me...
Sometimes a moment comes faster than others.
Oh, I'm sorry. This moment never happened to me before. And so... And so I showed up at her the next day to give her this rose, and I was all like kind of romantic about it, you know, like here's my fucking Lloyd Dobler moment.
Yeah.
And then it was just real weird. She just opened the door and just kind of poked her head and was like, what? And I'm like, oh, well, I got you this rose because I had a really nice time last night. And she was like, oh, thanks. And then just sort of took it and like went back in. So to her, it was totally just like the hookup that it was. But to me, it was like, I think we really got something.
Yeah.
And like, it's so funny to me that I try to start a relationship with someone like right in a drunken bar hookup the next day that she had no interest.
Well, the hardest part's out of the way now.
Yeah. Here's a fun epilogue to the story is that 6 or 7 months later, I was dating Jacinda and we happened to be driving through Westwood and I see this girl with a couple of her friends. And she goes, hey! And I see her and I'm like, oh no! And in my head, I'm going to think, oh, I hooked up with this girl. I have a new girlfriend. This is going to not go well. I don't know why. I don't think Jacinda would have cared. But it just sort of seemed like, this is something that shouldn't happen.
Yeah.
So you killed her.
I ran over with the car.
Good move.
No, I was like, what? And she goes, hey, yo, could you give us a ride up to so-and-so? You know, like on the other side of Westwood, and I was like, no, it's not that far of a walk. And I jumped in and drove off. And I just, as I heard her go, motherfuck. And what I realized was that she didn't recognize me. She just was, I was just a dude who was getting into, at the time I had a Jeep Grand Cherokee and she had a couple of her friends. She did not recognize me at all.
Perfect.
So,
wow.
I think she may have not been a great person.
Yeah.
Well, Chris, she's
not because she hooked up with me, but just because
she's here.
She was very
come on out.
As a sober, like the sober encounter with her.
Yeah.
She was very brash to a stranger. And very much like, hey, we should just get a ride. No ride? Fuck you. You know, it was like one of those. Yeah. Like, oh, I think she might. And then also the encounter when I gave her a rose afterwards. Although I think she might have had a boyfriend. I think he might have been in that apartment at the time.
Oh, that was a terrible rose ceremony.
That was very bad.
Oh, man.
Because I think I tried to call her at her sorority house.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Chris.
So after the rose?
Yeah, well, I wasn't 100% sure that it didn't go well. But then I dropped it after that. I wasn't stalky. I was just trying to make sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then after, like, someone was like, oh, I think she's with her boyfriend, I was like, ah, noted.
Yes.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's tough.
Would you please go tell her with her boyfriend that she had an excellent vagina and I had a lovely time? Thank you.
Yeah, it is tough to figure out the hint, or should I keep on romantically, heroically going after this person? Or pursuing, or trying to get back, or you know, any of that stuff. It's hard to know as a guy because movies make you think you got to keep going.
Well, I think decency makes you think you should keep going,
no,
just
makes
in the
it
sense
makes
of
you think you're supposed.
Movies think you can annoy them into submission.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
But I think that you know, I didn't really. I was just. I'm sort of the type of person that, you know. If I had hooked up with someone, it was like, oh, we're dating now. And it just didn't occur to me like, oh, to her, this was just a drunken hookup with a guy that she met in a bar who was on the TV on a show that she. Yeah. So that was a strange.
Really disappointing, Chris.
Is Matt still on hold?
Hey, Jonah.
Oh, guys, I don't know if you know this.
What?
I'm a fucking ghost.
What?
Ghost.
Enjoy your burrito.
I was looking up ghost pictures last night.
Wait.
What do you mean?
We're confused as to if this is the bit or if you were looking up actual pictures.
I really was looking up ghost pictures.
Okay,
I just like to creep myself out looking at old photos where there's like a weird superimposed double exposure.
Yeah,
image.
That's all it is, double exposure.
Yeah.
In this picture, you can see a little boy. You're like, yes, because the picture previous to that was of a little boy.
No, there's a different little boy in the same position.
This little boy's been dead for 7 minutes.
Yeah.
Picture took 12 to expose.
I don't know how I came across it. Oh, yeah, on Twitter I follow like horror pictures or something like that.
Horror pictures.
Horror pictures and then Fight Zone, which totally bummed
me
out.
Fight Zone is the fucking best.
No, it's not. It's awful.
Fight Zone is just these vines with that.
We know.
Oh, God. It's so great.
We're looking at that. Kula and I were looking at that to do a game about it for At Midnight. We were too bummed out.
At Midnight Rider Chris Kula.
We're too bummed out.
Some of them are, real set.
Mostly Kula just sitting. I just returned to his desk and he'd be watching old guys fight.
No, Jonah, we did the beta test show the other night at Meltdown. And Jonah goes, Fight Zone is the fucking best. Pretty much the way it is now. And he shows it to me. And I was like, oh, and I got so sad because it's people, you know, like what, like you the two kids and the one kid sucker punches the other kid. And then the kid that gets sucker punched just takes the bat in his hand and just cracks the skull of the kid in front of him. And it's just that sound.
Yeah. Tonk.
And then just watching the other kid go, oh, well, he's probably suffered brain damage just now. I just watched someone get brain damage. That kind of shit makes me so sad.
That one sucks. But the one with the girl throwing the table and then batting away one chair thrown at her, then catching the other, that is inspiration.
Yeah, okay. So sometimes you're going to get sad in the Fight Zone, and other times you'll think things are awesome. But
you'll
I was
be inspired.
I was bummed out by Fight Zone.
Some of them, some of them are real bad.
Because it's people actually hurting each other.
Yes.
I wonder what our most embarrassing follows are, like who we follow or what we follow on Twitter.
I also follow Humanity.
At Humanity?
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. What drink it up. One?
It's just like It's just like, you know, this person did this thing that was really nice and they didn't need to.
Kinda. Oh, what is that? That's not embarrassing.
No, does that balance out Fight Zone?
A little bit. That one, they got horror pictures and I found out about the, it was something that happened at Cedars-Sinai apparently. It was like this lady that like had teeth that like were like razors and then she had like a, you know, face that didn't move and then she killed like a doctor. I can't remember what it was. There's a name for her and there's like a whole, you know, urban legend. But like the urban legend happened apparently in like 1972 at Cedars-Sinai.
I like it.
God damn, I can't remember the name of the fucking lady.
Let me ask you, creepier period, the 70s or like the 1870s?
The 70s.
Something creepier about it.
Yeah.
What is it?
Really?
Because if it's something creepy happening in the 70s, that's more recent. 1870s, far enough away to where like, you know, lore and...
Yeah, but then the ghost has had enough time to stew about it.
I just love like that joke you had about like, it's like, how come every ghost is... Like from a certain
No new ghosts, yeah.
Yeah. And why were there like cavemen ghosts that don't know how to like scare people?
Cavemen
they're
ghosts.
They're so scared about what's happened to modern society they can't handle anything.
They're just freaked out the whole time.
Somewhere there's a missing link ghost.
Yeah.
A ghost between man ghost and monkey ghost.
The last of the Homo erectus.
Yeah. Homo erectus ghost. The Homo habilis ghost. Where's that ghost? Where's Australopithecus ghostorensis?
Right.
Great question.
I don't know.
Great question.
But yeah, I was freaking myself out. Even though I don't really believe in it, I was still freaking myself out with the creepy pictures.
Yeah, the really picture they have of this anymore. Is pretty creepy. The unfazed. Fuck. Look at that. Try and see if you can find that. It's like the unsomethinged.
Unleavened breads?
No.
It's Passover.
Cedars-Sinai, 1970-something. Scary folklore. SEO tags.
Lady.
Hyperlinks.
Mm-hmm. Hashtags.
Throw some in there.
Yeah. Yeah,
where am I? I mean, what else can I type in?
Urban legend.
Urban legend.
Cedars-Sinai.
Lady.
Lady.
Teeth.
Teeth.
Good words. Good words. Good words.
That come up? The expressionless.
What?
Read the thing.
Katie, get a microphone, quick.
And try to sound spooky.
Katie's so unfazed by everything.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Let me check this out.
It was a Snopes.com.
The following is going around Facebook with the picture of a doctor and a nurse holding down a mannequin woman. It's obviously BS, but it would be cool to know that history. She was pushed. I don't know what that fucking means. This is on Snopes. In June of 1972, a woman appeared in Cedars-Sinai Hospital in nothing but a white blood-covered gown.
Sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. Could you just perform it up a little bit? Could you just give us like it's a creepy, you know, like America's Most Wanted, but about ghosts kind of thing? Yeah. Okay. Like, could you just give it a little weight?
Yes. In June of 1972,
I like what you're doing.
A woman appeared in Cedars-Sinai Hospital, and nothing.
You want to take it back to the top,
real quick?
Okay, go back to the top.
Yeah,
because I just don't want to break
Katie,
your flow.
Katie, have Katie cut the part out where Katie messed up.
Okay. Yeah, okay, I'll cut that great. Out.
Okay, here we go. America's Greatest Ghostings with Katie Levine. Here we go.
In June of 1972, a woman appeared in Cedars-Sinai Hospital.
Okay, real quick, you just said it's like. Do you want to just say hospital twice?
How many times
did you say hospital?
I have trouble saying certain words.
you're just having trouble saying the one word Cedars-Sinai.
All right, okay.
In Cedars-Sinai Hospital, in nothing but a white blood-covered gown. Now, this in itself should not be too surprising, as people often have accidents nearby and come to the nearest hospital for medical attention.
Sure.
Already.
But there were two things that caused people who saw her to vomit and flee in terror.
Whoa, wait, what?
You're just going to immediately vomit when you see this person?
Does she have a picture of Chris Hardwick's dick?
What?
The first being that she wasn't exactly human. She resembled something close to a mannequin, but had the dexterity and fluidity of a normal human being. Her face was as flawless as the mannequin's, devoid of eyebrows and smeared in makeup. There was a kitten clamped in her jaws so unnaturally tight that no teeth could be seen, and the blood was still squirting out over her gown and onto the floor.
A kitten?
A kitten, yeah.
She was eating a kitten?
Mm-hmm. Well, that wouldn't make any sense, because the kitten would have been drained of blood very quickly.
You don't know when she picked up that cat.
You would have to pick it up in the waiting room.
So she showed up with it.
Yeah, but it was in her jaws.
Maybe it was Garfield. Maybe it was a fat cat.
And then it says, she then pulled it out of her mouth and tossed it aside and collapsed.
I have a question.
Yes.
Yeah, right up there.
Could you ask Chris if that was a tight pussy that one was put up?
I'll be right back. Beep boop bop bop beep beep boop boop boop.
Oh, what a fucking Jonah. Nerd.
That's what he does. I know he does that.
It's ringing.
Hello.
Hey, Chris.
Yo.
We're talking about the, what's it called, Katie?
The expressionless.
We're talking about the expressionless.
Are you doing a podcast right now? Am I on the podcast? Take me off speaker.
No, you're on the podcast. No. Also on the phone.
Put me on speaker.
Okay, you're on speaker now, Chris. It's Jonah and Matt here. Katie's here. Kyle's in the back. Kyle, let everybody know you're here with how they know you're here. Hey. Nope. That's not what you do. It's more like this.
There it is.
Well, now we know all those are fake.
When I laugh, the boss won't have me write stuff down.
Yeah.
All right. What's your question?
Oh, when she had the cat in her mouth and she spit it out, was that tight pussy?
Yeah. Okay. Real tight.
All right, cool.
Because all the blood got drained out.
Cool. All right, cool.
Thanks. Right. We'll tell Katie to keep going.
Okay, cool. All right.
From the moment she stepped through the entrance to when she was taken to a hospital room and cleaned up before being prepped for sedation, she was completely calm, expressionless, and motionless. The doctors thought it was best to restrain her until the authorities could arrive, and she did not protest. They were unable to get any kind of response from her, and most staff members felt too uncomfortable to look directly at her for more than a few seconds. But the second the staff tried to sedate her, she fought back with extreme force. Two members of staff had to hold her down as her body rose up on the bed with that same blank expression. She turned her emotionless eyes towards the male doctor and did something unusual. She smiled. As she did, the female doctor screamed and let go out of shock. In the woman's mouth were not human teeth, but long, sharp spikes, too long for her mouth to close fully without causing any damage. The male doctor stared back at her for a moment before asking, "What in the hell are you?" She cracked her neck down to the shoulder to observe him, still smiling.
Actually, can I take that doctor's line?
Yeah. The male... Oh, do you want me to set it up?
Still rolling? Still rolling?
Yeah. Okay.
The male doctor stared back at her for a moment before asking,
"What in the hell are you?"
Cedars-Sinai, 7.
She cracked her neck down to the shoulder to observe him, still smiling. There was a long pause. The security had been alerted and could be heard coming down the hall. As she heard them approach, she darted forward, sinking her teeth into the front of his throat, ripping out his jugular and letting him fall to the floor, gasping for air as he choked on his own blood. She stood up and leaned over him, her face coming dangerously close to his as the life faded from his eyes. She leaned closer and whispered in his ear, "I am God."
Actually, can we get Chris to do that line really quick?
Do you want me to do that one?
Yeah, I want you to do that one. I think you got a good knack for it.
Okay.
Give me some of that.
I'll lead you in.
Give me some of that Chris Hardwick voiceover magic.
Okay.
All right. She leaned closer and whispered in his ear,
"I am God."
Okay, we're kind of going to go in a different direction.
What are you talking about? Why didn't you give me any kind of direction?
No, I just kind of thought like you had a lot of lead in, you had a lot of time with the script, and it's just not what we're looking for. Thank you so much.
In fact, we're both unhappy with it.
What are you casting right now?
We're casting for the role of the expressionless.
Yeah, and it's just not the way we're going. Do you want to try a couple different takes?
Sure, just give me any kind of direction.
Okay, cool. Yeah. You're an expressionless lady.
Yep.
Monster teeth.
You've had probably not a great childhood.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
If a childhood at all, we don't know.
We don't know where you came from.
Okay, cool.
We don't know anything about you.
You just bit the throat of a doctor.
You essentially ripped the jugular out of a doctor.
And now you're leaning into his ear.
Yeah, you're getting real close to the doctor's face.
Okay.
Okay.
And now what you have to say, of course, is...
No, Katie Lederman.
Okay.
She leaned closer and whispered in his ear,
"I am God."
Ooh.
Okay.
See, I like what you did.
Well, I thought my mouth was full of teeth.
It's full of teeth, and also I thought maybe the jugular was still in there.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's really what I was thinking. Oh,
that was good.
That's good. It just doesn't sound scary.
Right. Oh. Right. It just sounds, I don't know.
Yeah.
Fine.
All right, I could try one more time.
Okay, thank you so much. We really appreciate you.
Sure.
It was really nice.
I know it's hard to drive out all the way to the
How is Alex? He's good?
Oh, he's good. Yeah. Yeah. Great.
Yeah, cool, yeah, love that dude. Love that dude.
He's a good guy. A couple kids, you know.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
Good.
Oh,
all right, cool. So,
awesome.
Okay.
She leaned closer and whispered in his ear.
Did you need a water? Did you want a water?
Oh, yeah. Would that maybe help you?
Yeah, yeah, of course, of course. Yeah, yeah. Just take your time.
Yeah, just do whatever you want to do. We're here for you.
I don't want to drink on a podcast.
Of course.
No, it's fine.
All right.
All right. Cool. All right.
She leaned closer and whispered in his ear,
I am God!
Oh, there it is, yeah, Chris.
That's perfect.
Oh.
Except for the fact that in the text it said whispered.
Yeah.
Now, we can do something about that, but give us that same energy, that same Chris Hardwick voiceover magic that we had you come all the way out to the San Fernando Valley.
And it was thank you again for driving this far.
Yes, of course.
I would totally give Chris Hardwick the job. But there is no job, and I'm not a casting agent.
Oh, my God.
If you laugh at that.
Do we have to fuck him?
Hey, we just got to suck his dick, and he's going to finger your butthole.
It's the old Chris Hardwick
magic.
That
is not going to be tight.
Hey. Katie, please finish.
All right. The doctor's
you
eyes.
You should specify
the story.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. The doctor's eyes filled with fear as he watched her calmly walk away to the green security men. His last ever sight would be watching her feast on them one by one. The female doctor who survived the incident named the Expressionist. There was never a sighting of her again. They have a scary picture, too.
We saw that.
Saw that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
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 And what does Snopes say?
It says that it just says origins. The item is an expressionless apparition in a blood-covered gown. Blah, blah, blah. I don't know. It just says it's
well, the story doesn't
merely
go
a bit of
like
supernatural
the picture,
fiction.
No blood on her at all.
Yeah, they said right. Supernatural fiction
yeah,
that
supernatural
you know
fiction.
Just gained yeah. You know popularity. Online.
It's someone's like pitch for like a horror movie. That he clearly had nowhere else he could go with it.
You do the last line.
Enjoy your burrito.
No, not that one.
Mm. Which, like, I am God?
Yeah.
Well, do you want to do it?
No, is it Kyle?
Kyle, you try it. Yeah.
Do we want it in character? Can I get some notes from the voiceover people?
You know what? You actually kind of heard everything we had to say.
I mean, we're just here to see. Sort of talk. We just want to see a couple people do it.
Just yes.
I mean,
but
don't
just
worry.
Have fun with it. Have scary fun.
I appreciate it.
Don't worry about Chris being here still.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like here's the thing. He's probably going to get it because we wanted want a name.
Guys, I have no illusions.
No, but we wanted to bring you in like because we want him to know that you might not get it, Chris.
Oh.
Yeah. We're going to have Kyle.
Well, I want the best actor to get the job.
Yeah, of course. We all do, right?
We all do.
That's what we're all here for. This is our craft.
Yeah.
Katie, could you lead Kyle in?
Yes. She leaned closer and whispered in his ear,
I am God.
It's pretty good. You know what?
Pretty good. You know what? This is really unorthodox, but me and Matt have always wanted to be actors.
Yeah, so we're actually
Matt,
both.
Matt, would you like to try?
No, we're just going to take the part.
We're going to take the part?
Yeah, we're just going
to
do
well,
it.
Well, you know, as to just to, you know, checks and balances, I'd like to hear you do the line. So, Katie, could you please lead Matt in?
You don't trust me to do this correctly?
I do trust you so much that I want to hear you do it just to make sure you can.
No problem.
She leaned closer and whispered in his ear,
hey, I'm God.
Yeah, see, that would be good if Chris didn't already kind of do that bit.
No. I nailed it. I'm casting this with you, and I'm taking this role.
Can I... Do you mind
Pretty
if I?
Simple. I mean, of course, I don't mind if you
okay.
do.
Okay, Katie, lead me in.
She leaned in. Sorry. She leaned closer and whispered in his ear.
See, I fucking neck.
See, I think that
whoa,
she doesn't even
whoa.
Speak English.
Whoa!
So it's subtitled.
Yeah.
Oh
no, you don't even see the subtitles, bro. Bro,
no, bro.
You don't see the subtitles.
Don't even fucking. Bro.
You see the look in his eyes, and you know she just said, "I am God."
Jonah,
bro,
Jonah. I've never said this in public, but I'm scared right now.
Yeah, I gave myself fucking goose pimples,
bro. That was amazing.
I know.
You want that?
They're all lactating.
You want to pop those pimples? They all look like Anthony Edwards. Goose pimples.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's
this is
a joke.
Falling apart.
That's a joke you would never be able to get through TSA.
The important part is Kyle's pretend laughing.
I decided to gag.
The end.
Guys,
enjoy your burrito.
Enjoy your burrito.
Enjoy your Anthony Edwards goose references.
Do you want to say one, Katie?
Say what?
Yeah.
Enjoy your burrito.
Yeah, that's really soothing.
She was really nice the way she did.
Kyle?
No, I don't.
Good man.
Wow.
So no, going to have a permanently open loop because you're not going to fucking wrap it up at the end?
You better close it because none of us will be able to sleep.
Enjoy your burrito, everybody.
Aww.
Ooh, it's not really what we asked for.
Sorry. We're going to have to go in another direction.
You had a little too much personality.
I'm sorry. We don't validate either.
It's just not so much the way you said it. It's just that you said, hey, and everybody.
I did not say hey.
You what? Hey, enjoy your burrito, everybody. It's exactly what you said. Katie, rewind the tape.
You know what? I have a 7-inch reel-to-reel.
She did the noise and then looked disappointed in herself afterwards. She was like,
I could have done better.
We're just like, it's like we exude bad comedy to each other.
Slide whistle.
That was fun, you fucking fucks.
Yeah. Hey.
Now leaving Nerdist.com. Enjoy your burrito.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot. And someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.